Okay. Okay, we're not gonna watch this yet, but we're rolling, by the way. Also, Marsh, you have another burrito that I got for you that you can eat after if you want. All right, we're back. There is some gruesome, grueling.
Yeah.
And oftentimes hard to look at things that are on your Patreon for our patrons.
Yeah.
We like to get spicy on our paywalled part of the broadcast. We like to get personal. Up close and personal. You also do that.
Yeah, definitely.
You definitely do that. One of the things that you recently went to was like a piss festival.
It's called the Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco. And for those who don't know, it's like an open-air BDSM street festival. But what makes this particularly unhinged is that for one day out of every year, for an eight-hour period, on a two-block radius on Folsom Street in San Francisco's SoMa district, there's no laws regarding public displays of sex or nudity. Meaning, you can fuck on the street. You can piss in people's mouth on the street.
Oh, my God.
You can take a shit in someone's mouth on the street.
No!
You can do whatever you want to do.
They just don't allow children to be anywhere near it, right?
Nope.
Obviously.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Kids walk through it.
That is fucked up.
That's what the left wants.
No, that's not what the left wants. I am the left. I do not want that. That is fucking nasty, bro. What the fuck?
But the geography is well known to people who attend it, so there's obviously more of a kid area, and you don't want to bring your kids anywhere near the piss pool. But there is
kid area,
dude.
There's
yeah,
a fucking bounce house.
No, but there was. I saw strollers and shit. Yeah.
Oh God,
dude, this is real. This is life.
I don't want it to be. That's. Okay, well, what is your favorite part of this that you want to show Will while he's eating a burrito?
I want to show you the first 2.5 minutes of it.
The first two? Oh, you gave it.
Is that piss?
I don't know.
He's lying to you. He knows what that is.
I'm not sure. Just try and keep eating.
That's been burned into his retina. You know what that is. All right.
That's not piss.
Just emotional release. It feels like really who I am. It feels like the proper place for me to be.
Does it feel degrading at all?
There's a
deliciousness
to being degraded.
I saw the censored version.
It's like, yes, it's awful, and I choose this, and it's amazing.
How'd you like first get into this kind of thing?
I got
my God.
Trying
well,
to
keep eating.
Explore new things, you know?
Keep
I took
eating.
Some LSD and realized I wanted a lot more out of sex. Kind of found myself.
You know what's
wait,
pause for a second. You know what's nasty about this too? Like, it's not even just the piss. Like, the piss is nasty, but her tooth like really fucks me up when I see it. Like the dead tooth.
She's got some like the ring vibes.
Not the naked old guys.
The old guys aren't actually. Yeah, they are naked. I think they have underwear on. What the old guy to the left kind of creeps me out because he's like trying to get on her the whole time. Like he's not even being pissed on. He just like likes her. Like,
and why is she allowing that?
She explains it.
Oh God.
Into subbing and water sports and degradation.
I would say the piss pool's the best.
What's the best thing about it?
All these guys coming up and using us all as their human urinals. A sudden urgency of a guy really having to pee is the best.
Do you feel like society doesn't get it? Some enjoy it. Some would like to enjoy it and may hold back and will not do that. This is the first time I've ever done it. And seems like a lot of people are.
No!
Like,
oh,
eat the burrito! Eat the burrito!
No!
Eat this! Eat this!
The time machine?
Time machine?
Yeah. Oh! He's gulping it, dude!
Time machine.
That's a water fountain for him!
Me by, and I feel like I have a lot of regrets.
All right,
right
that's all I need to show you guys.
So.
I love that he says he's a piss pig. Which also is Brace's famous.
So Brace's nickname, Piss Pig Granddad, comes from this guy. That's Brian, the original San Francisco piss pig.
Wait, really? That's why he named himself Piss Pig Granddad?
Yeah, and he's not just there. Like, he's in the streets, like, outside bars being like, yo, you have to go, man. Like, I know you had a couple drinks. Like, you want to go in my mouth? Yeah. He's about that life.
Bro, how am I supposed to continue?
Bro, this man is living La Vida Loca. What are you doing? Eating a fucking burrito.
Not
dude.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah. He's not living. You're not living, Mom.
You're living El Vito Tranquilo, dude.
Yeah. How do you feel?
That took a part of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
At least they're being themselves. That's the theme of Channel 5.
Yeah. I think.
Nah. Fuck all that.
At least they're not selling T-shirts.
I'm a right wing reactionary now. I'm gonna be honest with you after that one. That was a great one. That definitely, I mean, I'm glad that I didn't get to see at least like the other guy. What was it, Brian Fogarty or whatever?
What
was the fucking dude, the Canadian guy?
Oh, Will Blunderfield.
There's
been a lot of piss recently in Channel 5.
Yeah, dude, you've been really opening up new avenues with piss.
Yeah.
You really unlocked a crazy new era in your piss era. Let's talk about something a little bit more serious.
What?
Copycats.
Yeah.
How does that still make you feel? Because you and I had
a
heart to heart
anymore, dude.
I was about to say, yeah. You and I had a heart to heart a long time ago. About, you know, during COVID. We don't have to talk about this. We can cut it out.
No, I'm down, dude.
Oh, okay.
Once you're on HBO, you don't give a shit.
I was just about to
not
say.
Not to sound like a douchebag, but it's like, bro, yeah, copy me on YouTube all you want, motherfucker. I'm on, you know, I got a movie. Like, I don't get mad, dude. Especially because it's like, what do I even want from them? Acknowledgement that it's all very selfish when you get mad about a copycat. Like, what do you want them to be like? I owe it all to Andrew. They're already stealing your shit and they're not going to stop.
I think that some would even acknowledge it, I would say. Or do you think they don't acknowledge it at all? Because, like, what you did is, I mean, obviously, like, what you did is not necessarily new, right? Yeah. But the way you did it and what you were going after certainly was, hadn't been done in the way that you were doing it long time.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. Immediately, as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is my shit. I love this, right? It almost felt like, for me, especially like with my limitations as a streamer, you were reaching out and you had a similar worldview and you were reaching out and going out there. It felt complementary to what I was doing.
You
know what I mean? So it worked perfectly for me, and I recognized it immediately. Like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And a lot of people also did. And some of those people that recognized how good it was decided to basically do a shittier version of it.
Yeah. I mean, Side Talk specifically is my least favorite copycat.
Yeah. Because, like,
they just, like, they're both from Malibu. They're like, freshmen at NYU, and they just, like, made a show. Just the most burnt out New York stereotypes. Like, you know, like this is after like the whole Timberland, like dead ass, like Yankee hat memes have been viral for like 5 years.
Yeah.
And they just went there with what appeared to me like the sole purpose of exploiting stereotypes to sell a show. And hey, at first I thought it was dope. When the kid Trent actually had a personality and was like talking to people, then it just became like straight up a Quarter Confessions copycat, which is my old show.
Yeah.
It was only being used to like make New York look so fucking dumb. Like New York became a national joke.
Yeah.
I stopped going there. That's why I haven't made any videos there. It's because the whole city kind of like co-signed a full copy of my shit. But that's the only one that actually pissed me off. And that was just because it was such a blatant bite and it wasn't being acknowledged. But that was a learning experience after that where I'm like, this is going to happen over and over again. I'm going to let this shit go.
This is your, I think, as much as I love your content, you have committed a crime here. There are now not just Side Talk, but like legions of TikTokers.
I fucked up the internet.
That basically fucking run around and you can't, like, I've seen actually funny TikToks addressing how all these other fucking TikTokers are constantly like, you can't go down to Union Square. You can't like walk past like a crowded area in like New York or anywhere really without like, you know, a ton of people being like, what's your body count? Which is what you ever did.
But I'm thinking about having a side character named Bobby Body Count, who just goes to like ASU and like colleges and just asks, like, wears a basketball jersey and asks like insanely stupid questions to college students.
What's your body count? Or like,
I saw one of them was like, do you give top or not?
Yeah.
It's like,
there are like right wing versions of this. A lot of them are reactionary in general.
These fucking red pill guys came up to me in Connecticut. You see the video?
No.
They're called Red Pill Army. They came up to me on the streets of Connecticut and they're like, how many bodies is too many? And I told him, I was like, no amount of bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you disclose if you have an STD. Aside from that, I don't give a fuck if a girl has a million bodies.
You should have said zero.
Yeah.
Zero. No fucking.
Oh, I think I asked him, I was like, how many bodies is bad for you, dude? How many bodies do you have? You look like a two-body kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's like, you have a fucking red pill YouTube channel, bro. Yeah, like, don't ask me about bodies, bro. Ask yourself in the mirror.
These guys have basically, like, they do that. Like, there's one in, like, Las Vegas. There's, like, an incel guy in Las Vegas that does this. Like, he'll go up to, like, drunk women outside of, like, clubs and stuff and just, like, try to debate them in, like, unique ways, basically, to be like, haha, like, do you think that women have privilege? Like, and then they're just like, I'm just fucking drunk. And he's like, yeah, got him. Yeah. Women are bitches.
Yeah, like, you're fucking dumb as fuck.
Yeah. So there is like, there are, you know, there's a wave of the worst motherfuckers you've ever seen.
Yeah, but I wasn't the first interviewer, but I definitely have made the internet a worse place.
You did. Yeah, for sure. You did. You are responsible for popularizing this format to the degree, like, the man on the street interview format exploded now. You got, but then, you know, maybe there will be some brilliant ones out there that come out of this, you know, and truly redefine the genre. We'll see. Yeah. But, like, there's kids in, like, eighth grade.
It's terrifying. Grade. It's now, like, every hood in America, there's someone, like, humanizing them right now. Every fucking, you know, party, every college bar, there's someone, like, asking people what their deepest, darkest secret is.
Yeah.
It's, like, people, like, it's just funny to think that in, like, 10 years, like, that'll just be a staple. Like, if you're in a college bar and you go outside, there's going to be a guy with his fucking phone, like, would you rather have a gay son or a thought daughter? Yeah, everywhere you go, bro. And it, like, when I was a kid, before I came around, that didn't exist.
Yeah.
I've been drunk in New Orleans a million times when I was between 18 and 21. Never been interviewed.
Yeah. Now it's impossible.
The average 21-year-old college student has probably been interviewed 100 times.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? By, like, fucking... And,
even by a dude with, like, a shitty fucking microphone in his hand connected to his phone. Or just the phone itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I'm not going to lie. I'm mentally gone. I'm still on the piss.
Yeah. Just admit that you kind of like were a little bit. You liked it a little bit. If you're still thinking about it, I mean, you might be.
No,
did you feel you
like the kombucha chick? Where I'm like, no.
Yeah, you saw how liberated that man was, and you thought, why can't I feel that? Why can't I feel that
just
free?
So I'm depraved. That was depraved.
I just thought of some questions that Bobby Body Count could ask. Ask dudes, would you let Jay-Z fuck for $1 million?
That's a good one.
Or yes, dudes.
Okay, you're would already.
You let, would, you're
already
let, would you let Megan Fox shit in your mouth if you got the fuck
but
after?
But that's already too clever. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, it's great.
No, would you let Megan Fox shit in your mouth if you got the fuck after?
That's good.
That's good.
Would you let Travis Scott fuck your girlfriend if he was your friend after?
If he gave you a verse. If he gave you a
if
verse.
If he gave you a verse. If he puts you on.
Absolutely.
You got to get real aggressive with the mic, too.
You think of you
the mic placement?
Yeah. Like, would you have died at Astroworld?
Yeah. I love that.
You know what I mean? Would you have died at Astroworld?
Travis Scott concert, Alec Baldwin movie set.
Yeah. How would you survive Astroworld?
How would you survive a crowd crush?
Yeah.
What would you do to, like, stand out?
Yeah.
Dude, you get a great answer. Dude, you'd be like, yo, I go to the gym. I would, like, flex up real big.
Bro, Bobby Body Count should do shit outside Zoomies.
If you need a Bobby Body Count, I will get in character. I'll go method.
All right, what's the first thing you'd ask someone as Bobby Body Count?
I mean, how would you survive Astroworld?
That's a pretty good one. The one interviewer, like, what's that kid who interviews NPCs at his school? Like, interviews, like, super normies at his school. Like, what are you listening to? And they're just like, oh, Good Kid, Mad City. Or something like, like that.
Yeah.
That's just good. Yeah, but I'm sorry for making interviews.
Oh, I'm glad that you addressed your crime.
Yeah.
Because
it won't happen again.
Yeah, it's too late now. Cat's out of the fucking bag. Everyone, it's eventually going to become like a situation where, like, it's interviewers interviewing interviewers because, like, there's nothing else. There's no one. No one is a real
college
human.
Campus just full of iPhones in all directions. Yeah. Be like, would you fuck them? That'd be crazy. I hope it never happens, but it will.
Yeah, that's the future we're looking towards. Okay. What else would you like to ask? This man worked with A24. You're a fucking film connoisseur.
Well, I'm trying to tell you,
Midsummer.
Mentally, I'm sent right now.
We shouldn't have waited.
Yeah, we should have waited till the end.
We should have waited till the end of the fucking thing.
How do you recover knowing that that is just something that happens in open air?
Dude, that did.
I'm not gonna lie. I like that was my Joker moment.
To me,
like, I feel like I'm on tethered now.
To me, it's nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't react to anything.
I don't know how you live that way.
That guy was drinking piss.
I guess living in New Orleans when your more formative years fucks you up like that.
That too, and also just doing this job for so long. Like, I'm just, it's just piss. Smelled bad as fuck, though. Yeah. You saw about 90 seconds of it, but the actual interview is 11 and a half minutes. So if my nose memory can handle that, you can handle it.
Oh my God. I don't even want to think about that. You're just like sitting in a fucking
pee. You guys pee all the time. You know what it smells like. It's not
you know
that
what
crazy.
That's like? You ever see Eyes Wide Shut?
No.
Like Tom.
Ooh, it's a great one.
Tom Cruise is like trying to find the underground. And when he finds it, it's too much. It's gross. It's fucked up.
A lot of right wing people use that use like quotes from that movie. I know.
You know what's crazy about that? Like, as someone who has been to an orgy in the Hamptons, I'll tell you something.
Tell
it,
me. Okay.
Geez, it's not. It like Eyes Wide Shut in the way that it's like presented, or even porn in general. Like the way that it's presented is like perfectly lit. Everyone's a fucking model. Everyone's cut. You know what I mean? And everyone knows how to fuck. And
cut like you're talking about foreskin.
No, cut like shredded. You know what I mean? Everyone's like in shape. Everyone's like fun to look at. And most importantly, and you already addressed this, there's no smells when you're watching a movie.
Oh.
I have never participated in an orgy, but I actually went to an orgy that was like in the beginning phases. And once the orgy kind of started, I was like, I'm out. We got to get the fuck out. Me and Marley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
Eyes Wide Shut, just for context, because you've never seen it. It's a Kubrick movie.
Yeah.
And Kubrick.
His last.
Yeah. And Kubrick intentionally made the advertising campaign, or at least people say that he did, make it look sexy and fun. Like, this is going to be a sex romp between Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. And the actual film is like this very, like, critical rebuke
elites.
Of. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Of elites and sexual promiscuity. And like, where does an affair happen? Is it in the mind or is it? A physical cheating thing. It's a brilliant film, but it's tough.
Yeah.
But even then, I'm saying like that the cabal, you know, elite sex ring looked way better, and you couldn't smell it than an actual orgy is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you.
Definitely. So.
Oh God.
Don't try that. Not even once.
Orgy I'm not smell.
That is a 10/10 would not recommend experience for me. Yeah. Okay, there was I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that like is political that I don't want to really get into.
Let's do it on stream.
So what? Let's do it on stream. Yeah, we can do that on stream, which we're going
to
be on.
I'm about to post
in a second. Yeah, we can wrap it up. We can do a short one. We already did a fat one on the non paywalled side. So I think this is good enough. We can end it here.
Bro, I'm so fried.
Fuck, man. Happy
New Year's. You'll be okay.
I mean, that was a lot, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do it then. On that note, thank you for watching, everybody. And we'll see you next time on Fear End. Like I said, if you're a Patreon subscriber of ours already, definitely check out Andrew's Patreon as well. Okay. Channel 5. Patreon.com/Channel 5.
It's amazing.
A lot of piss stuff, but there's a lot more. There's a lot more exclusive content that you don't get. Not just uncensored, but just, you know, videos that you don't drop.
Facts.
Public. For the sake of public, I think. Yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.
Peace.